Receiving and Giving, Luke 9, verses 1 to 17. Calling together the 12 men who now represented the new Israel, Jesus gave them authority over the spiritual forces and worldviews of civilization, and gave them the power to rescue people from their afflictions. Then he sent the 12 men to proclaim the Creator's rule and to heal the broken. Jesus said to them, "As you bear witness to the way of the Creator, go out empty and vulnerable, by taking nothing with you for safety or security. Take no staff for protection, and no pack, food, money, or extra clothes for provision. The Creator Himself will protect and provide while keeping you safe and secure. Whatever house welcomes you, stay there and receive their care until you leave, so that no one thinks you are working the town. If a town does not welcome you, then leave there and brush off the dust from your feet as a symbol that they are rejecting and separating themselves from the Creator Himself." Departing for their journey, the 12 representatives began passing through villages, everywhere declaring the gospel of the Creator's arrival and bringing freedom and liberation to those in bondage. Herod Antipas, the ruler of the region of Galilee, heard all that was happening, and he became confused by all the rumors which said, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and the prophet Elijah has appeared, and one of the ancient prophets has come back." But Herod Antipas said, "How could this be John the Baptist? I finally beheaded him. Who is this revolutionary that is breaking the laws of the culture and starting a new people of Israel while spreading the message that the Creator has returned to the earth?" So Herod Antipas began seeking Jesus in order to learn exactly who he was. Returning from their journey, the 12 representatives described to Jesus everything they had done. Jesus then took them with him and privately withdrew from the city of Bethsaida on the northeastern shore of the Sea of Galilee. But learning of this, the crowd relentlessly followed Jesus. Welcoming them, Jesus began teaching them about the Creator's rule while also healing and liberating those in need. As the hours dragged on and as daylight was fading, the 12 representatives came to Jesus and said, "Dismiss the crowd so they can go into the surrounding villages and farms to relax and find food. We are out in the wilderness in the middle of nowhere with little food." But Jesus said to them, "You give them something to eat." But they said, "Are you kidding? The 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish that we have are barely enough to feed us. Or are you proposing that we head into town and somehow come up with the money to buy food for all these people?" There were about 5,000 people gathered there to listen to Jesus' teachings. Jesus said to the apprentices, "Have the people who are listening to my teachings organize into communities, no bigger than 50 people, for sharing food and resources." They did so, and everyone sat down. After receiving the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish, Jesus looked in trust and thankfulness to his heavenly Father, and honored the bread and fish for their sacrifice. Then he broke the food into pieces and handed the pieces to the apprentices to share with the crowds. All that were there ate their fill, and 12 baskets of excess pieces were gathered, showing the overflowing abundance that comes from the Creator's hand when his faithful people share all they have with each other.